Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 7 to 10 minute educational look into this thing we call cyber. I am your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. And in this episode, we are going to talk about threats to your children, how to keep them safe, and things to be on the lookout for. But before I get into the topic of the week, I do want to step back real quick to last week's episode on antivirus. I was mentioning about PC-Matic, me using PC-Matic and how they do what's called application whitelisting. And so a friend of mine who's their vice president contacted me and just wanted to make sure that I clarified a couple things about their application whitelisting. And essentially what PC-Matic does from application whitelisting standpoint is they have a predetermined whitelist to start from. So when you download PC-Matic, there is a whitelist of programs they know are okay, that aren't bad or aren't, you know, dirty or what have you. And so that should be allowed to run. I mean, this is going to be stuff like probably Outlook and Microsoft Edge and Google Chrome, things like that. Unknown applications usually get blocked. But they can be added to the whitelist on the fly, and or you can send a request to the PC-Matic team and they'll make a determination. If they assume it's good, they'll throw it on the whitelist. So the bottom line, they assume everything is dirty unless they know it to be good. And that is the advantage to the application whitelist from PC-Matic, is that you already have a predetermined set of programs that they know are good, so you don't have to worry about when you install it if your programs are good or bad. If they're bad, the PC-Matic will let you know. So that's just kind of I wanted to quickly reiterate some of the stuff on application whitelisting in case I got that wrong last week. So that is application whitelisting. But this week we are talking about threats to your children. Now, like I always say with this podcast, this is a 7 to 10 minute look into things about cyber. So this is not going to be an end-all be-all protection scheme for how to keep your kids protected online. There are a lot of threats out there targeting kids, and I'm not going to hit on all of them in this particular podcast. I'm going to hit on five big ones that, from a minimum, as a parent, if you are a parent or if you will ultimately become a parent, things you should just be on the lookout for, be aware of, and really, honestly, at the end of the day, talk to your kids about these particular threats, because if you do not talk to them about the threats, they may be involved in some of these things and get themselves in trouble that you necessarily don't want them to be in. So we're going to talk about those a little bit, and then we will head on out of here. So I have five threats. These are not in any kind of order from worst to best or anything like that. These are just five threats, key threats that I've identified that you should concern yourself with. Number one is going to be, and this is kind of an overarching threat per se, but I'm going to call it child pornography, but it's really pornography in general. So there's a lot of different aspects to this particular threat, in the sense that a lot of kids, especially younger kids, are groomed online by pedophiles who try to get them to send them pictures, to meet with them, to do a whole host of bad things. When I was in the FBI, one of the key cyber threat area or crime areas that any squad I was on during my career dealt with was child pornography. This was the distribution of sexually explicit images of children online. Now, this has been around a long time, but before the internet came to be, the pornographers had to kind of mail their stuff or use VCR tapes and stuff like that. But kids are constantly targeted by these pedophile rings to be victimized. There is a whole host of cases across the FBI called Innocent Images that specifically deal with this issue and try to find pedophiles online and get them arrested and convicted. And you can go look back on my Cyber Guy podcast. There's an episode with Doris Gardner I forget the number exactly, but it's easy to find. Just look for Doris Gardner. She is the first case agent for the Innocent Images Initiative. And we kind of talk about how that case got going. And as it is now, all offices deal in some form of trying to stop this particular scourge. Now, when I say this is a threat to your children, I say this is a threat to your children in the sense of bad guys targeting them through message boards, through gaming systems, through social media, obviously, and things like that. And all of these threats, social media is probably going to be the key threat area to worry about, because this is where people looking to do bad things are going to target your kids. So child pornography, number one. Like I said, this is a quick look at these particular threats, just so you're aware of what they are out there. At some point down the line, I may create a larger educational program that go into more depth on this and talk about preventative measures and what to look like and things like that. But this is not the point for this particular podcast. Number two, cyberbullying. We've all seen plenty of news stories about this because obviously bullying has been around as long as kids have been around. But now with the advent of instant messaging, text messaging, Snapchat, WhatsApp, take your pick of messaging services. It's very easy, social media, of course. It's very easy for kids to bully other kids online. Schools are obviously dealing with this. You as a parent have likely dealt with it or are dealing with it. And if you're not dealing with it yet, chances are you may deal with it on one side or the other, where your kid is being bullied or your kid is the bullier. Neither side is a good side to be on, but just understand that kids are probably dealing with this quite frequently. So again, it's important to talk to them about issues that may arise of them being cyberbullied online, and you as the parent have to go and try to help them through that kind of thing. And this may, I mean, depending on the extent of the cyberbullying, it may mean bringing in school officials, bringing in law enforcement officials if the threats are bad enough. So just, I mean, be aware, you probably are aware, but just that is obviously one of the biggest threats for kids out there is this cyberbullying issue. There's one of the biggest cases was several, I don't know, probably a decade ago now, where Lori Drew, a mother in the Midwest, and her daughter cyberbullied one of her daughter's classmates, and that classmate ended up committing suicide because of the cyberbullying. So the problem with a lot of these particular threats and a lot of these crimes is the laws haven't caught up to them to deal with them specifically. Now, child pornography, obviously it has. There's plenty of federal statutes that will put people away for a long time. I'm actually hoping to have on my Cyber Guy podcast here in the next week or so a case agent for a child pornography case. We worked together in the early 2000s that was just unbelievable in scope and scale. And the bad guy who ultimately got arrested is serving 99 years in prison, if that helps you to find out how bad that one is. But that's, I'll leave that as a little teaser for the Cyber Guy podcast coming soon to a podcast provider near you. Number three is sexting. The reason I bring this up is obviously one of the issues with the internet, which will come as no surprise to any parent, is the ease of access that kids have to sexual images, which makes them much more sexualized at an earlier age than they may have been in the past. And so as they get and become boyfriends and girlfriends and stuff like that, it becomes very easy with the sexualization of images and individuals on the internet for kids to want to share images with their significant others of the moment. The problem is, as you well know as a parent, is that these relationships tend not to last past high school. Now, certainly there are cases where people met the love of their life in eighth grade and they date through high school and through college, they get married, and that's great, but those are the exceptions to the rule. In many cases, if not most cases, in the event of sexting where kids send sexualized images of themselves to their significant others at the time, like I said, the issue is if they break up as a form of revenge or just again, even cyberbullying, these kind of go hand in hand, the other party distributes those images to other people in the school or the social group or whatever, that right there by itself, when they do that, whether it's your child who receives a sexual image and passes it on or it's your child who takes a sexual image and passes it on, they have just committed child pornography. Distribution of sexually explicit images of children online is child pornography. So the problem they get into is they can be arrested for that activity. And that will follow them. It's a felony. They will get charged with a felony. They may not do prison time necessarily, but if they get charged with that felony for sending sexually explicit images, then that felony is going to follow them the rest of their life. If their goal or dream was to be in the military, to get a clearance, to work in the U.S. government, to do a host of other hosts of many things, to get licenses, they will not be able to do so because that felony will make it hard for them to do that. So that's a long-term ramification of those actions. And of all of these particular threats I'm talking about, that is probably the most important one you need to talk to your kids about. Now, are you going to stop them from doing it? Maybe not, but at least make them aware of what that risk is if they do it themselves. And so, you know, I mean, again, it's key as the parent to have these conversations with your kids because they may be doing it now. I had a Cyber Guy episode with my daughter where we talked about what she did when she was a teenager. And, you know, she even said, I was probably up on my phone late at night and you guys never knew. And that's bad on my part. But I kind of, I wanted to trust her. She turned out okay, so it wasn't that bad. But still, you got to be, again, be concerned about sexting, the sending of images, you know, naked images of themselves to others, thinking that it's harmless. It's a host of problems. The other two threats I'm going to talk about, identity theft, malware from Downroads. Really, we can talk about these pretty quickly. Identity theft is an issue because bad guys are looking for social security numbers. So when your child is born, chances are you've got a social security number for them. It's probably on a database somewhere. And if it gets compromised, bad guys can get access to that social security number and then use it for a host of different things, primarily identity theft. And so you want to try to make an effort to monitor or restrict or do something with those social security numbers. Now, the problem is, you know, if you go to the credit bureaus, you know, your 4-year-old's social security number probably not showing up on a credit card bureau. But I would say, you know, keep that information as locked away as you possibly can, because they don't want to turn 18, go for their first credit card, and they find out that they have $20,000 in debt already piled up because someone stole their identity. So is it a big issue with kids? Not necessarily. But again, you have to be careful how much information about your kids you are releasing online and where you're releasing it to. You know, kids are, you know, pretty easy to, or pretty willing to give up personal information. So beyond just the social security number, they have to be careful online about giving up addresses and birth dates and personal information. All that kind of stuff can lead to a host of different issues. So make them understand on these social media accounts, protect your information. Because once it's out there, it's out there. It's not ever coming back or going away in the sense that you can clear it from the internet. It's going to be there forever. Last thing, malware from Downloads. Kids are generally smarter than their parents when it comes to technology in many cases. So chances are they are downloading software, games, movies, music from a host of illicit sites or BitTorrent sites or things like that where they are trying to get it and not pay anything for it. The problem you get into with that, bad guys realize that people download these digital items and they stick malware in them so that when you open the file of the software or what have you, if you don't know where it's coming from, there could be malware attached that infect the computer in at the house or in their computer, which can then jump around and pivot off of their computer to other computers on your network, do a host of different problems. You know, you can get 0 days download. There's a lot of different issues that can come with that. So talk to your kids about what they're downloading. You know, obviously, you know, if you're not going to buy them Madden 23 and they want to play it, they may find it and download it, and that may cause a host of other problems. So again, all of these things, just be aware there are issues you need to talk to your kids about to keep them safe. And like I said, down the line, I'm going to try to create on some of these topics that I'm talking about on this podcast, longer scale training sessions that can be, you know, you can hopefully have access to, and we'll give you more details on how to protect yourself, protect your family, protect your businesses. If it's something you think of, is of interest, and I know there's several hundred people listening to this podcast, send me an email, Darren at cybersmart.com. No get in that one. Cyber spelled C-Y-B-U-R, cybersmart.com. And let me know if that's something that is of interest to you. And that way it's something I can spend some time on putting together and make available with resources and information about cases I worked on these things. And so, you know, that hopefully make that available to you. As always, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to the Cyber Smart Podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors, have them give a listen and tell a friend themselves. I appreciate you taking the time. We will talk to you soon next week. Know that knowledge is protection. If you understand the threats targeting you, you can assess your risk, proceed wisely online. Have a good week.